Okay, it's Paul Hurst here with the Rock FM Media Bus. I'm joined by Rachel Orme from Wigan Heritage Services, who's at Stubshaw Cross Park today with all the young people on a community project. But your exhibition, slightly different. Tell us about what you're doing here today, Rachel.
What we're doing today, Paul, is showing people how people might have played about 120 years ago. So we've got some Victorian toys and games, we've got jacks, we've got cups and balls, we've got skittles, we've got lots and lots of other things. And we're just sort of looking at how some of these young people's great, 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 great grandparents might have played.
Okay, so no Xboxes, no motorised scooters, this is all kind of wooden built handmade toys, I presume.
Yep, all made out of wood with perhaps a little bit of string or rope on them, obviously, as plastic wasn't invented then.
Okay, could you maybe take us through some of the actual toys that we've got here today?
Right then, this little girl's playing with a cup and ball. And what you have to do, it's quite a solid cup and there's attached a bit of string, a small ball. And what you have to do is get the ball into the cup. Now, it sounds very, very easy, but believe me, it's very, very difficult. And you get very, very bruised knuckles while you do it as well.
So hours of frustration and fun to be had with that.
Yeah.
I noticed there's a game here which is vaguely familiar with the metal kind of spiky things and the balls. You have to pick something up and drop something, is that right?
I believe that these are called jacks, and I had a set when I was a kid actually, which wasn't that long ago, I hasten to add. But what you have to do is throw a ball up in the air, and while the ball's up in the air, you have to pick a jack up, and you have to keep the jack in your hand as you keep throwing the ball up and then picking up more jacks as you go along. And that's not easy either. The games are very, very difficult then compared to now, really.
And what, I mean, how has this been received today? There's a lot of young people around the tent here. What do young people make of these games?
Young people, we like them to see the similarities and differences perhaps to the games that they play today. Some of which are not that dissimilar in all honesty, because a lot of it requires imagination and working things out. And they always, always love the wooden toys. They always really like the feel of them, I think. And they enjoy playing with them.
Excellent. And obviously you've got plenty of selection here for the young people to enjoy. Do you think, a final question, do you think that children today may be missing out on something? Because these toys are much more interactive, much more hands-on. Today it's all computers and staying indoors.
Well, I can't possibly comment on what the youth of today are up to, but I think that we do have access to these in our collections, and certainly children are more than welcome to come along and see us at the History Shop when we reopen next year. And we're more than happy to come out and do outreach sessions with them so they can get a chance to interact, like you say, with these toys, get their hands on them. They're not behind museum glass, so they're out and about so people can get their hands on them. So we're more than happy to facilitate that if that's what people want to do.
Well, you can check out the Wigan History Shop website for that. Do a Google search. But Rachel, thank you very much. The website is www.wlct.org/heritage. That's the website. Thank you very much for your time indeed, Rachel. I'll leave you to it. Thanks.